welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today's episode 136, and today's episode is titled Time to Process. I haven't been this nervous to release an episode since I first started the podcast back in 2018. I'm not quite sure exactly what I want to say. I thought about it, but as you know, I want to start off by saying, you know, it's been 4 months since I've recorded or released a podcast episode, and this is very out of the norm. I would release one every Sunday. I did that consistently for a very long time. I think the longest I had gone in between podcast episodes was maybe a month or 2 weeks, way back in 2019 or 2018. So 4 months is a crazy long time, and it feels like it's been forever. And I did want to say, I apologize if the only way that you know me is through this podcast or through social media, and you aren't aware of what's been going on. I apologize, because I know it's probably been weird maybe to not know, or, you know, if you've been relying on this podcast every week, and that consistency was something that was really, really key in your life, I apologize. There were some unforeseen circumstances that arose in my life in the first week of September, and I'm okay. Everything in my life is okay. But like the title of the episode says, it's time to process. I've had 4 months to process, and every day I'm still processing. But it is also time to process now. And I felt like, you know, I'm recording this on the first day of going into the second day of the new year, so 2022. And I thought that I was as ready as I'm going to be. I knew that, you know, recording and releasing the first episode within, you know, 4 months was going to be a challenge anyway. And this isn't under good circumstances that it's been the 4 month break. And so I just wanted to come to you as a human being that's imperfect, as a human being that has learned more in 4 months than, you know, a long time, and open my life to you. I've been very transparent on this podcast, as you know. If this is the first episode that you've ever listened to, wow, what an episode you have joined us on. This podcast has been, I started it in December of 2018, following a very hard year in my life. 2018 was, at that point, the hardest year of my life. 2021 now reigns supreme as the hardest year of my life. And so I don't know how in-depth I'll get with this. Like I said, I've thought about this episode for a very long time, and as I'm speaking, there may be things that I don't say right now. There may be things that I say that I didn't know I was going to. I just want to talk to you as my friend and as people that have been so welcoming to me. And I realized, you know, I've always realized, and more that I did the podcast, you know, as each year and each episode that would be released and the numbers were going up, and I was always grateful for my podcast. But realizing, you know, once 4 months had passed and I'm sitting down right now behind the mic, you know, I sat in front of my computer for an hour trying to think of what to say and how to say it and where to start, and I just needed to hit record. And I really have realized that in these past 4 months how much this podcast means to me, and how much this podcast gives to me, and selfishly how much it has given to me. And also I hope that, you know, it's given you something. And now more than ever, with what I'm going through and what I'm trying to process, I've realized that this has always been a huge sounding board for me to come to people that are listening to me, you know. And the whole reason I started this podcast is in the bathroom of my second apartment in college, was because I was going through a lot, and a lot of things and emotions and anxiety and depression for the very first time. And I knew that other people had to feel this way, and I just wanted to get it off my chest and get it out to people and see how they were feeling. So I like I said, it's been 4 months, and there's probably moments in this episode, episode 136, you know, that I'll stumble on my words. I might get choked up. I might not know what to say. But it all starts with really to set the whole context. If you've been listening, you knew that I moved from a small town in Illinois, that I've lived my entire life, went to college 2 hours away, but I've grown up here. I moved to New York, Long Island area, in July 1st. I was in New York from July 1st until the first week of September. I moved there to be with my partner at the time. We had gone to college together. She was from Long Island. I moved back to Long Island, or I moved to Long Island from my small town in Illinois. And I felt like I was on top of the world. You know, 2021 for me was quite the interesting year, as far as it was the best year of my life and also the worst. And that's been something that's been crazy for me to process. And it's nowhere near perfect. My processing is a journey in itself. I'm sure that you've felt times in your life where you've really had to sit down and be reflective and process a lot of things. And especially when it's out of your control, it is a journey. And sometimes that journey is beautiful in the form of confidence and resilience. And sometimes it's overwhelming and it's traumatic and it's really scary. And so, like I said, I moved out to Long Island in July. Me and my partner broke up in the first week of September, so I packed up my car and headed back home with no idea what I was doing. I had to quit my job in Long Island at a school I had just started. Been working there for about a week. I had to quit. Like I said, pack up my Honda Civic and head back to a small town in Illinois. All in keeping in mind that, you know, I had thought I would be out living there for a very long time. It was my new reality. You could probably tell in the episode that was titled I'm Headed to New York, or I'll See You in New York. I was very happy there. And it was honestly the best time of my life. And so September, the first week of September, my entire life changed. The whole trajectory of my life, whatever you believe in, fate, religion, whatever you want to believe in, it all got shifted. And it was a huge processing moment in my life. And on my way back, I do want to say before I say this, and I don't plan on getting in depth about this event coming up that I'm going to talk about in this episode, but I do want to say that a cautionary warning. I'm about to talk about something that can be traumatic. Maybe you know someone that's been in a serious car crash. Maybe even you may have lost someone that's been in a serious car crash. You yourself may have been involved in a traumatic car crash, but I just wanted to say that I'm going to talk about a traumatic car crash here in a bit, and I just want to give you a moment if you need to pause or skip over. I just wanted to give a fair warning. Like I said, I'm not going to talk about it in detail, and there's not too many gruesome details, honestly, thankfully, but I did want to say on the way back, I was traveling through New Jersey on my way back to Illinois, and I got hit by a semi on the interstate. And as you can imagine, I was already in a traumatic state. You know, my life was shifting, and I was moving back home. I was in a Honda Civic with all my belongings that I had taken out there. It was a packed car, and I got hit by a semi. And it was, honestly, I can say hands down, the scariest moment of my life. It felt like a very, very long time, and it only happened in about 10 seconds. It was serious enough to where my car was totaled. I spun out, hit a guardrail. I am not a dramatic person, if you know me, but I did think that I was going to die in that car. I remember gripping the steering wheel as I'm spinning out and just screaming at the top of my lungs.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app.
Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And so that had all been going on in the first week of September. Like I said, you know, my parents have saved me. I have no idea what I would be doing or where I would be at without my parents. They drove out, met me in New Jersey at a hotel, brought me back home, got the car figured out, and now I'm back in Illinois living with them. So I've been here for about 4 months. Like I said, my whole life's changed. And so I've started to put the pieces back together. If you know me, you know I'm an elementary teacher. I started subbing in an elementary school, ironically, the one that I grew up going to. I've been subbing there, just trying to get my bearings and trying to get some momentum back in life. And so I come back to you in this episode as a friend, trying to explain, you know, where I've been for 4 months. I wanted to catch you up a long time ago. You know, while this was going on, there was a lot obviously going on in my head, but I did think about the podcast. I thought about, you know, I really wanted to sit down even a week after this was all unfolding and explain everything to you and, you know, not leave you up in the air. And so, like I said, if, you know, you depended on the podcast or if you got anything out of the podcast each week and you've been wondering where I've been or where the podcast has been for 4 months, I sincerely apologize from the bottom of my heart. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to say it. I was grieving. I was processing. And I'm still processing every day, but I can already feel as I speak into this microphone to you that this is something that gives me an immense amount of support and self-reflection and an opportunity to speak to people and be transparent and just be honest. And I don't take that lightly. I take my position in this podcast very seriously because I know I'm delivering a message to you as you listen to this. And, you know, we listen to things and we hear stories and there's certain parts that stick with us. You know, I'm not naive enough to believe that an entire podcast episode is going to be hard to stick with you, but there might be certain parts that you really relate to and that change the way that you think or change your perspective. And this has happened to me multiple times, whether it's YouTube videos or podcasts or songs or, you know, conversations with people in real life and person. And so, you know, I'm not sure what this podcast moving forward, I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know what it's going to feel like. I've decided intentionally that, you know, moving forward, it's going to be a lot less planned out. And I don't mean the sense that I'm not going to think about what I'm saying. It's going to be the exact same podcast. It's going to be me, sharing my lived experiences, talking about topics that I learn as I go throughout life. I'm just really trying to live in the moment and reward things and people and moments that make me happy and make me feel that gratitude and make me feel grateful. And I'm trying to really now more than ever to be extremely honest with you. I'm chasing self-reflection and self-love more than ever. And I have told many people close to me in my life that I don't know what self-love is. At the core, I don't know what it looks like for me yet. I haven't found it yet, the perfect fit. And I don't ever know if it's going to fit perfectly, but I'm really on a journey to find out who I am and find out who I really want to be. And I thought I had it figured out. And I feel good. I feel good some days. You know, obviously some days are tougher than others, but as we all go through life, we fight our own battles. And I've always been a big believer in, you know, we're all going through something. Even in the best moments and the best stretches of our lives, the best years of our lives, there can always be at least something that's not perfect. And, you know, we're all carrying weight. And I got that perspective in the last 4 months more than ever. You know, I would always tell people, you know, we don't know what people are going through. And, you know, I've talked about this multiple times on the podcast, but people could look at me in the last 4 months and have absolutely no idea what I was going through in my own life and how big of a change I was going through at the end of 2021. So I've had that perspective, but even solidified it, even made it more important to remember that we're all going through something. And not a lot of people, you know, everyone shows it differently. You know, there could have been a lot of people in my situation that would have recorded a podcast episode the next week because that would have helped them. And I had thought about it many times, and I just felt like, who knows if now is the right time? You know, there's no one that's going to be able to say if now is the right time. I felt this wave of inspiration that I needed to sit down behind this mic and come to you as the listener and as my friend, as someone I can be transparent with and explain everything. So obviously in one episode, I can't explain every single detail, and I don't know if I ever will, because a lot of it's going to stick with me. But like I said, a lot has changed in the last 4 months. I wanted to give you a little bit behind the curtain, a little bit into my life and what's been going on. I just want to thank you. I always say this, you know, however many episodes you've listened to, even if this is crazy enough, if this is your first one, wow, first of all, what timing for you if this is your first episode you've ever listened to. I hope that you got a glimpse into what this is. You know, I will always be transparent and I will always be honest with you. And I'm always looking for a connection, because mental health and everything under the mental health umbrella and just trying to figure out life is so hard. And there's moments where it feels very easy and there's moments where it feels so impossible. And I just want you to remember, and a lot of the things that I try to tell you, I'm telling myself as well. I just want you to remember that nothing is permanent. Not a lot of things are permanent. Some are, but especially when we're talking about emotions, you know, there's a saying, this too shall pass. And it's been really hard for me to practice because of the strong emotions and the emotions that sometimes bring us down and can make us feel suffocated and closed in are the ones that are really hard to remember that they're going to pass. And I'm trying to tell myself that. And as we approach this new year, 2022, with everything going on, and I've always said this, like, I look at the new year as a rolling page. If you want it to be a clean slate and a fresh start, it doesn't have to be that for your entire, all aspects of your life. It can be. It just depends on what you really need right now. And so I urge you to take a moment to think about this and to think about what areas you need a clean slate, a new page, what areas you want to continue to write and bring into 2022. I have a lot of aspects in my life that I'm going to try to bring into 2022, the top one being resilience. And there's a lot of things, obviously, that I want to wipe clean and turn the page on. So I just want to ask you as a gentle reminder to think about that. You know, what are the areas that you want to wipe clean and turn the page on in your life? And what are the areas that you want to bring into 2022 and beyond? So think about that. I will see you on the next one. I just want to say thank you again, just for being you. And I haven't done an outro in 4 months, so it might be a little rusty. But some things have stayed the same, and some things I'll always remember are, you know, the fact that you deserve to be here. I deserve to be here. Every one of us has things that we're not done yet. You know, we have some unfinished business in this life, and let's continue to chase moments that make us happy and challenge us and challenge us for growth. So remember that you deserve to be here. If you're going through some tough times, my Instagram DMs are always open, Twitter, Facebook, however you can get a hold of me, please reach out to me. I am always here for you. And I just want you to remember that this life is precious and you are a precious human being that deserves it. And so I want you to remember that. I also want you to remember to be kind, be positive, and be yourself. And wow, does that feel good to say? Please remember that trans rights are human rights and Black Lives Matter. And please, please, please remember to continue to take care of yourself. I love you so much, and I will see you on the next one.